Good morning again. We have been hearing and reflecting on Dr. Seuss's words from Oh, the Places You'll Go for several weeks. This week it occurred to me that it reads similar to a psalm. It has sadness and lament and frustration, disappointment, and then it moves on to that everything is going to be okay because you got this. It seems like it does this over and over again within the story. The Dr. Seuss character is a white male in our story, so I don't know if you've noticed, but Ted has been finding new toppers that show the beauty of our diversity throughout the last several weeks. Have you noticed that he's put on top of the, I don't know what that thing is, tower, different toppers each week? Has anyone noticed this? Some yes, some no. I did not until he brought it up, but I think it's pretty neat that we've had some awesome diversity on as our toppers. Oh, the places you'll go. So just believe. Your mountain is waiting. Believe in yourself and believe God is always with us in our sadness, in our frustration, in our disappointment. All that Dr. Seuss talks about. And God is with us when we're on the right path. Our scripture is pretty bold this week and gets right to the startling point. Jesus says his disciples should be able to move mountains with their faith. Wow. In scripture, mountains are referenced in a positive way over and over. So many things happen on or on the way to the mountaintop. For example, Jesus preaches his core beliefs and values in his Sermon on the Mount. Jesus tells us the story of the 99 sheep and the one lost sheep on the mountain. And many other scriptures tell us that Jesus went to the mountain to pray. Jesus sat with his disciples on the mountain to pray and teach often. So not all mountains are to be moved, but this scripture today got me thinking. Are we to move mountains with our faith as well? That's a tall order. What mountains do we currently need to move? What are our mountains? Is it that we reside in an old building that needs much repair? Is it old thought patterns on LGBTQ people of our denomination? Is it the culture of distrusting church people or churches in general, and it's our job to prove that this local church, this local congregation, is all about love and not judgment? Is our mountain the use of our space in our building, our frustration, our sadness about the decision of the General Conference in February? I was stuck in what Seuss called the waiting place until I heard Deborah O'Connor Slater preach on Pentecost of the rebirth of our church. Oh, the places we'll go. Our church can be reborn yet again because we have the Holy Spirit among us. So I ask, what do we need to move, and where as a congregation should we be going? What's our next big thing? Here are some thoughts and where I need your help. Are you ready for this? Hold on to your seats. Anne is. I could see her. We want to have a block party this summer in August to reach our neighbors. We'll need someone to organize it, and we'll need some volunteers to work at it. We're going to attend community events, we, the congregation, each year 4 times in a year. So we'll go to the Pride Festival. We'll go to maybe the Westcott Festival. 4 different events, community events. We'll need your help volunteering at these booths because we want to reach our neighbors. We're going to need 2 or more at each of these. We have a dream of holding Vacation Bible School 3 times a year, once in the summer, once at February break, and once during spring break. And we're going to need a lot of volunteers to help us connect with children. So we need you. We need more ideas for how we may use our building, not only as a revenue, but a way that we can share God's love and God's grace. So if you have an idea, please share it with me via email or sometime between Tuesday and Friday, because I might not remember if you tell me today on a Sunday. So call me during the week. We'll need all of us working together to make things happen. And who knows all the places we'll go. It seems we've been on hold, or maybe it's just me, since February 2019 and the non-compromise decision of the special session general conference. But Pentecost has come once again. Let's have hopefulness in what the church can be and may become. A fresh wind is sweeping through our denomination. In our local church here in Syracuse, let's have faith the size of a mustard seed and move the mountains that need moving so that we may get back to our purpose of sharing God's love with all people in all places. Amen.